Well, on the 29th of September, there'll be lots of winners, hopefully. It's the Uckfield Business Awards 2022. Last time the awards took place was 4 years ago, back in 2018. Joining me in the studio are two of the sponsors of this year's categories, Warren Dipper, the group HR manager at TR Fastenings, and Maria Mann from the Beauty Spot in Uckfield. Good morning to both of you. Welcome to Ashdown Radio.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary.
So, first of all, the Beauty Spot are sponsoring the Business Personality of the Year category, Maria. Now, this is a retitled category from 4 years ago, because you were the winner of the Business Female Person of the Year, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yes.
And do you remember the night well 4 years ago?
Yeah.
For you, winning that award, what has that meant for you?
That was just amazing. I mean, I was so nervous about it, but yeah, getting that meant everything to me. I'd worked so hard going up to that point, and there'd been a couple of things that had happened and everything, and just getting that award, that meant the world to me. It really did.
And is it now in a prime position?
Yes.
At the Beauty Spot?
Yeah, with quite a few other awards that we've won since, yes.
So, one of the reasons why you wanted to sponsor this category was because you were a winner of it, and you now know what you're looking for this year's winner.
Yes, and I know how much it'll mean to somebody, and what I want from to give this award to somebody that deserves it, so...
And for you, Warren, a slightly new category, because I think in the past I think TR sponsored a category relating to apprentices and things like that. This is the best place to work.
Indeed.
Which in Uckfield, there are so many great businesses and probably some great places to work as well. I mean, what are you looking for this category this year?
I think that, like Maria touched on there, I think it's great for the brand. So if you win an award like the Best Place to Work award, the award usually has come from the people that work for you. They're the ones that have made that award possible, and it's got so many benefits to it. You know, it's an added attraction, you know, for people to come and work for you. It's great for recruitment. You can use it for branding. You know you can put it on your email signatures. I just think it just says a lot about the business. And I think whether it's the Uckfield Business Awards or the Sunday Times Best Places to Work Awards, it doesn't matter, because they all mean something. They've all come, particularly, like I said, this award, it is basically driven by the people that work for you. So that's what we're looking for, some real engagement, people that are motivated, you know, the culture and values of the businesses that are shortlisted, you know, really sort of align with our businesses and culture and values. I'm really excited about the whole... you know, the whole event, and looking at the nominations as well.
Obviously, TR have been a big supporter of the award since it began back in 2012. And do you think for the company itself to be supporting a community event like this is important?
Big time. And I think all the community needs to come together for events like this. I think it shows it's really good in a positive way for the business, for the whole region to come together, but to us, I think it's that recognition that yes, we are a big company, but it doesn't matter how big or small you are. The best place to work can be six people, it can be 600 people, and it's like I said, for us, it's just being part of the whole region, part of the landscape around here, continuing that as well.
And for you, Maria, as well, obviously, as we said, you were a winner.
Yeah.
You're now sponsoring... you were planning to sponsor this in 2020.
Yeah.
But, of course, the awards had to be postponed, like most things. Obviously, you'll get the nominations, or the entries will come in. Obviously, entries close on the 17th of June, but nominations, if someone wants to nominate someone, that closes at the end of the month. business personality, it's mixed now. It's male and female. It's going to be a tough choice, isn't it, to look through all these entries to try and actually find someone from just between male and females to pick as a winner.
Yeah, I'm really, I just want to look and see who's really put themselves out there, who's really pushed themselves. It doesn't matter how small your business is or how little you've achieved compared to other people, but it's the best person that can do the best for themselves, really, and they've pushed forward and they've done a lot to deserve this award, so they need recognition of it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and as I say, nominations. So if someone's listening at the moment, they feel, yes, I want to nominate a particular person for an award, they can nominate. But the most important thing is actually, once they've been nominated, is to enter themselves. And people can just enter themselves. I could enter myself if I wanted to. Just send an entry in. So if you're a business person and you want to enter yourselves, you don't have to wait for a nomination. Just put in. And all the details are at uckfieldbusinessawards.co.uk. But you have to put your entry in by the 17th of June. A lot of people confused by nominations, thinking that I want everyone to nominate me and that will automatically give them entry. Businesses have actually got to enter into those categories as well. Yeah. For you, Maria, last few years as your business, obviously with COVID, you had to change the way you work because beauty places were
closed.
hardly open, weren't they?
No.
But for you, over the last few years, you've gone from having one business on the high street to now three. Tell us how that has all happened.
Well, obviously, I was really busy with the beauty spot. That's always been progressing and we've always been pushing that forward. And although COVID was a really, really hard time for businesses like mine, we were closed completely. There was no change. I spent a lot of that time progressing the business, time that I probably wouldn't have had if we didn't have COVID, producing our own products and stuff like that. And then before COVID, we'd had the chance to expand to the barbers that was there, and then we were a bit worried and pulled out, but then went ahead with it anyway afterwards. So we expanded that. The line of work that I do, aesthetics and things, is now in a clinic, so it's much more professional and a clinical environment, which I think is really important. And then obviously the middle salon came up, the middle shop came up for us. And we just took that plunge. We've always been really, really busy doing pamper parties and the space probably isn't the best in the beauty spot. Mm. So we just went and went for it. I mean,
and that's the newest. And that, the pamper
that's
lounge
the pamper is only lounge,
just, literally just opened, doesn't it?
So it's all kind of connected but not connected. It's you know, we've separated it all out and they're all really different things. So we took some risks,
but fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Should be okay.
Brilliant. And for TR, you're relatively new to TR.
I'm indeed, Gary. Been there, coming up for 8 months.
And I mean, do you know much about how TR was affected by COVID as general?
A lot of people worked from home. A lot of people had the ability to work from home. Obviously, we've got factory and we've got warehouse and manufacturing. They couldn't. Mm. But what we made sure of as a business was that everybody was safe. So we made sure that it was sanitising and there was social distancing. And now everyone's just started to come back into the workplace. But we've really embraced the hybrid working model. Mm. So when people can work from home, we like to split that up a bit as well. So their week is split up and it's working really well.
For TR, I mean, for those who don't know what TR Fastenings is and do, what does TR do?
So they make fastenings, but not the SIP fastenings. We do lots of components for over 5,000 industries. So automotive industry, aerospace industry, loads of cars, most probably in the ATM you go into when you get your cash out, that's got some of our components in there. So some really important, people just think, oh, it's just screws and bolts, but part of those screws and bolts could be on car seats and on the seat belts. So they are really important that we've got real high quality in what we do, because obviously there's a knock-on effect if they weren't. So, and we're global as well. We're across Asia, we're across the US, and all across Europe.
But you're one of Uckfield's biggest employers, aren't you?
Indeed.
How many employees do you have based at Uckfield?
In Uckfield, close to over 300, in the UK, coming up for just over 500. And across the world, basically, we've got over 1,500.
And do you actually manufacture the parts in Uckfield, or are they spread out across all sites?
It's spread out across all sites, but most sites. But Uckfield is one of the main areas where we do the manufacturing of the parts.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in this morning, giving us a little bit about your businesses, as well as talking about your respective categories. So if you are listening this morning and you would like to put forward someone forward for the Business Personality of the Year, or maybe you're at work this morning thinking, this is the best place to work in Uckfield, just go on to the Uckfield Business Awards website, uckfieldbusinessawards.com. You can do a nomination until the end of the day on the 31st of May. But of course, businesses themselves have to enter by the 17th of June. I say more details at uckfieldbusinessawards.com. But for the time being, Warren Dipper from TR Fastenings and Maria Mann from the Beauty Spot here in Uckfield, both thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.